The biggest health problem facing America and the world is something you've probably never heard of, says Dr. Robert Lustig. It's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Basically, fat in your liver doesn't belong there. And right now, 33% of all Americans have fatty liver. It's something that is hard to see, hard to find, but it's there. And the question is, why is it there and what caused it? And then what does it cause downstream?
Lustig is a pediatric endocrinologist from UCSF who was a keynote speaker at the annual Latino Health Forum in Santa Rosa Thursday. Interviewed outside the facility after his talk, he explained that as many as a third of all Americans may have this condition, though most don't know it, as it can only be detected with ultrasound tests. The root cause of it all, he contends, is sugar.
Sugar is glucose, which is a carbohydrate, and it's fructose. Now, nutritionists will tell you fructose is a carbohydrate, except for one little problem. Fructose is not metabolized like any other carbohydrate. Fructose is metabolized in the liver to fat. 30% of a fructose load ends up as fat. And so what that means is that when you consume sugar, you're not consuming carbohydrate. You're consuming carbohydrate plus fat together. And that's where you get into problems.
Increased fructose consumption, largely from juices, sodas, and other sweetened drinks, is a driver of the soaring incidence of diabetes, Lustig believes. But for Latinos, the hazard is compounded by their own genetics.
Latinos, unfortunately, have a deficiency in a protein in the liver called PNPLA3. We don't even really understand what this protein does, but ability to metabolize fructose is significantly impaired. Liver fat goes up very significantly with increased fructose consumption. This is the ultimate gene-environment interaction.
It's common knowledge that sugar is unhealthy. Lustig says a stronger term is more accurate: toxic.
Fructose is a dose-dependent, chronic liver toxin, just like alcohol.
It is metabolized like alcohol, too, and can be just as addictive. But unlike alcohol, the sale and consumption of sugar is unregulated. Changing that, Lustig says, could yield huge benefits, and not just medical ones.
It's breaking the entire medical bank. There's no money for anything else. 75% of all medical expenditures are for chronic disease. We could actually balance the federal budget on the back of changing the food supply. The only people who would be hurt by this are the food manufacturers. And they've had such a free ride for so long, it's not even funny.
Government action is a long way off, but there's nothing blocking local initiatives. Two East Bay communities are making a bold, broad-based effort to keep excess sugar out of the diets of all their citizens for a year. Dr. Lustig outlines the campaign now underway in Concord and Martinez.
The cities have undergone a project called the Martinez Project to go sugar-free for a year. And that's at the level of City Hall, that's at the level of the schools, that's at the level of the Chamber of Commerce, that's at the level of the Restaurant Association, at the level of Cisco, who brings the food in, it's at the level of the supermarkets, everywhere. It can be done.
For those cities' residents, and all the rest of us, Lustig's advice for a better diet can be distilled down to three simple words: eat real food. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.